5:23, as coverage continues live and local on WPKY Princeton, we're joined by Caldwell County Coroner Dwayne Trafford. Dwayne is with us. It's been a roller coaster day, to say the least. We're finally covering some stories of what the community is doing to help each other and to pull each other up. But this had to have been an emotional 24 hours for you, sir.
Yes, sir. It sure has. Basically, I started last night, as I guess basically it was whenever the storm was over with. My wife and I have got a son that lives in Deerfield, and we had to get out there and check on them to make sure that they were okay. So that's when my time started, basically, as far as trying to get to people. Now, later on that evening, reports started coming in that there were some fatalities. So, of course, it takes a little bit of planning and knowing what you're going to do and to get out there and if you can even get there. So I got there, and then, of course, while I was on one, then they said that they had found two other fatalities, a husband and wife. And so we got that taken care of. And then later on in the morning, up in the morning, there was another fatality. So we've had a total of four fatalities here in Caldwell County.
It was our understanding that, as far as we know, the city of Princeton, no fatalities there. But is it your understanding these four confirmed fatalities are all in the county in Caldwell?
Yes, they were all in the county. And I'm going to say approximately 3.5-4 miles distance between the four. They were all on the Dawson Road's end of the county.
Yeah, just tremendous damage through there. Do the folks you work with and communicate with, is there a feeling that most everybody else has been accounted for at this point, or is it too early to say?
I think it's too early to say. I know they have been going in the county today trying to hit every location that they can. Now, I know they had to cut through a lot of the roads out in the Dawson side of Caldwell County. They had to, manually move large trees, cut trees, whatever they had to do to get to these folks. And as far as I know, I'm not 100% sure that the recovery or the trying to catch everybody, make sure everybody's accounted for, home, whatever. But so that may still be going on. I don't know. But it's this has really been, I can't explain it. I mean, I've been on this earth 62 years, and this is the worst devastation I believe I've ever seen in my life.
What were your thoughts when you first were able, even if it was dark and you were using your headlights, when you first were able to see some of what was left in the wake of this thing?
I was in awe, because I just thought, my gosh, how can something like this happen? And it only took 10 seconds, for that to do this much damage to our community, our county. It was just unbelievable to me. I still can't wrap my head around it. But the folks that were found as far as fatalities, their homes were gone. They were gone. Some of them were, probably 35, 40 feet from their home, where their home stood. Others was probably even a little further than that. But it's just amazing to think that wind can be so powerful. It's a powerful thing. And I just can't fathom, what those folks were thinking, you know, as far as, you know, what's happening? What's happening? You know, and some of these folks, I think, may have not even knew this was coming because of, I was told that some of them had already gone to bed, so they had no idea. And, of course, you know, in our weather sirens, I don't think, well, I know they don't reach out that far in the county. So, you know, that might be something we might need to look at in the future, you know, if that's any possibility of even doing that. But, you know, word of mouth like you guys do here, trying to get the word out, listen to the news, and take heed on what they're telling you to do, you know, to take cover. And but some of those folks, it probably might not even have helped, you know. But we can't go back and second guess that. So all in all, you know, it's been a very emotional day.
Dwayne, I know you well enough to know four fatalities are four too many.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
But what's next for this community?
We're all going to have to come together. We're all going to have to come together as a community. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, what we do, rich, poor. You know, it doesn't matter. We all just need to come together as a community and help each other because, you know, that's what the Bible says for us to do when there's a tragedy like this, that we're all supposed to come together and unite and come back better and bigger and stronger.
No offense to you, but I hope you don't get called out again for anything related to this event.
Well, I agree 100% with you, sir. I sure don't want to get called back out because it's been too much.
So you know, you had family in the yes. country club area.
Yes.
And you know the feeling when you're
yes.
trying to get in touch.
Yes, yes. And I was, once I got out there last night, of course, there was no way in. There was no way in because those power lines and those was all across the road out there. So you couldn't make entry into anything, basically. So we did finally find a way to get over to them. And when we got there, I mean, it was such a relief just knowing that they were fine. They had damage to their house, but you know, that all that can be replaced. You know, a life can't. So basically, you know, it's, and I hate it for the ones that, you know, passed away, but you know, it could have been a whole lot worse.
I've heard it called with tornadoes and that sort of thing, when they say, what is it like to live through that? And they say it's like being touched by the hand of God. It's that kind of a yeah. mass force.
Yes.
And you know, there is no defense against something like that other than to hope that you've gotten to a safe place.
Exactly. I had a my wife's got a cousin that lives out in that same area, and they had a home with a basement. Well, they all got down in the basement. There was 13 of those folks in this basement. They all came out. They all walked out from that. Their house was gone, but they all walked out, and with just minor injuries, you know. But to just, you know, 13 people, you know, and nobody is really hurt. That's God had his hand in that, you know. He had his hand in and on them as well.
Well, and of course, when our mayor was in here, Coda, he had talked about, you know, we had talked about that it's different, I think, sometimes when it's your family and your community that you're going to help.
Mm-hmm.
And especially on that kind of a level and, yeah. and that kind of widespread level. And I think, again, you know, it's almost unrecognizable because it's places you've seen your entire life, but suddenly they seem like you're somewhere else. It doesn't. Nothing seems the way it should.
Yeah, it almost. To get back to your question, what was my first thought? It almost seemed like I was in the twilight zone. You know, you see it one day this way, and then the very next day, it's gone, or you know, all the trees are twisted up, and it reminded me a lot of back. I don't know what 10, 12 years ago when the tornado hit at Arlington. You know, that's exactly the way all this reminds me of. You know, just seeing the photos of what they went through. But now we're living it here in Caldwell.
It's one thing to see tornado picture on your computer or to see a TV story about it. But when you walk an area that's been hit by a massive tornado, that is an awe-inspiring event.
Yes, sir. It hits you like a ton of bricks. It really does. And you just have to stop and just think as far as what kind of force or what has that much force that can do that. We found out last night exactly what that wind can do. Of course, I had heard, and y'all may have heard too, but I heard that the winds were up approximately 150 miles per hour. I don't know if y'all have heard that or not.
I've heard a lot of numbers, and they were all high. They were all in that area or even higher. And it'll be interesting when the experts from the National Weather Service come through and what they determine. But that was just brute force. And like you say, it was instantaneous. In 10 seconds, lives were forever changed in that community, those homes. And it was the scenery changed in 10 seconds.
In 10 seconds is all it took, you know. I'm just so thankful that four is all we've had so far. It, like I said earlier, it could have been a whole lot worse than what it was.
Well, we've heard today how many times that that there was so many officials, even from outside our county, that come in and saw the devastation and said, "I can't believe that the fatality number is not up.
Not higher than
it's not high."
Yeah.
Because, you know, when they looked at Country Club Hills, they couldn't believe, what the numbers looked like.
Right.
They almost wanted to double check because they're like, well, that couldn't be right.
Right, exactly. And I would have told you that there would have been some fatalities out there as well, because it's just totally devastated the whole area out there. And but, you know, God's good to us, you know.
Yes, he is.
He's good to us all the time. And you know, I think a lot of these things that we're seeing now are eye-openers, that we better take heed to what he's trying to tell us, because it could be a whole lot worse.
Yes, sir. And if last night and this morning didn't get your attention, I feel sorry for you.
Exactly.
It got all our attention.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Dwayne Trafford, thanks for all you do. And you are always a generous, humble man, and you're willing to come in after, I don't know, when the last time you slept. You probably can't remember either.
yesterday morning when I got up, I hadn't been back to bed.
I'm glad I got that 48-hour deodorant. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Yes, sir. You're more than welcome.
Coverage continues in a moment on WPKY Prince.